Hi, I'm Darren Lachelle.
And I'm Sophia Englund.
Welcome to this week's edition of North Bay Bountiful Radio, a service of KRCB Radio 91.
North Bay Bountiful explores the food we eat and where it comes from, as well as the environment and sustainability.
Coming up, we'll highlight the week's events.
And get a crash course on the definitions of cage-free and free-range chicken farming.
Then, our sustainable moment will discuss climate, carbon, and politics.
This week on the North Bay Bountiful Radio Calendar, downtown Calistoga will be lighting up for the holidays with a free event on December 5th, the Calistoga Lighted Tractor Parade. Events begin at 2 p.m. and the parade on Lincoln Street starts at 7 o'clock.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market will be held tomorrow, December 5th, from 8:30 a.m. until 1 o'clock at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts, 50 Mark West Springs Road in Santa Rosa. And for a weekday farmers market excursion, visit the year-round Petaluma East Side Market at Lucchese Park from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. More information on all the farmers markets in the North Bay region can be found on our website at northbaybountiful.org.
And finally, on this week's calendar, the Luther Burbank Home and Gardens holds a holiday open house from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on December 5th and 6th. There is an entry fee, $2 for visitors over 12 years of age. The Home and Gardens are located at Santa Rosa and Sonoma Avenues in Santa Rosa.
On this week's Crash Course, Anthony Garcia explains the terminology of chicken farming with a little help from our friends at the Lexicon of Sustainability and the Gleason Ranch in Occidental.
Cage-free and free-ranged, we hear these terms all the time when it comes to chicken farming, but we often assume we know what it means. We don't actually see firsthand where our chickens and eggs are coming from. Many times, a definition is just that. Anything can happen within the confines of its meaning. At the Gleason Ranch, they define these terms for us.
You can have free-range, cage-free that's in a warehouse, and everybody's still indoors, or you can have them outdoors on grass, and I think that that's where pastured poultry now is becoming something distinctive and recognized.
When we think of free range, we think of chickens in the outdoor environment, but this isn't always the case. They can still be confined indoors in tight spaces with limited enclosures to allow access to the outdoors. When we imagine an ideal chicken farm, our minds go to pastured farming, where chickens are out in the open, in their own environment. It wasn't until the 20th century when confined spaces were introduced to increase efficiency. We care to have safe and natural environments for our livestock. Being aware of what the definitions of farming practices really mean is a very important step, and we have several local pastured farm options. Marin Sun Farms in Point Reyes Station is a local provider of pastured poultry. Terra Firma Farms of Petaluma also offers pastured chickens, hens, and turkeys in the Sonoma County area. Use these local resources and do your own research to find more pastured farms and help create a healthier living standard for farmed animals. For North Bay Bountiful Radio, I'm Anthony Garcia.
We end today with a sustainable moment focusing on the year in politics and agriculture. The California Climate and Agricultural Network, or CalCAN, reports the 2015 legislative year in California started off with a bang. California Governor Jerry Brown outlined several bold objectives that look to the future, in fact, to the year 2030. The vision includes goals to produce 50% of our power from renewables, to reduce petroleum use, and to double the energy efficiency of our homes and workplaces.
Brown also stated, we must manage farm and rangelands, forests and wetlands so they can store carbon. Carbon sequestration is a process designed to hold carbon in soil and plants instead of releasing it into the atmosphere.
These climate goals signal a turning point in the way we look at the environment and agriculture and validate the hard work that CalCAN, the Farmers Guild, and the Sonoma Ecology Center, just to name a few, are doing to counteract climate change in California and the North Bay.
North Bay Bountiful Radio is made possible in part by the Sonoma Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District.
And by Petaluma Poultry, offering Rocky the free-range chicken and Rosie the original organic chicken.
Visit northbaybountiful.org for more information, updates, and video. I'm Sophia Englund.
And I'm Darren Lachelle for North Bay Bountiful Radio. Cultivate, celebrate, connect.